Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob, coming to you today from the broadcasting studios in Arthur, Illinois. It's the Parsonage. It's the Upper Room. And we're here with you today on this Thursday, December 10th of 2020. What a clear, crisp December day this is. Our devotion today from John Pavlovitz is called The Song You're Singing. The Song You're Singing. Let's begin by hearing his scripture, which is from Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. It says this, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely." Amen. John Pavlovitz writes this, "On Thanksgiving Day, the turkey is barely digested, and then the Christmas music arrives. Some people welcome the seasonal soundtrack warmly, while others begin counting the days until the calendar is flipped and they can be free from the yearly sonic assault. I usually identify with the former, though my playlists vary greatly. Some days I gravitate toward bittersweet ballads. Other times I revel in the exuberant children's songs. I sometimes feel perfectly at home in the carols of my faith tradition, and other times I run from them." The Book of Psalms has always been a place of comfort for me because of the expansive space the Psalms provide. Some are congregational songs written about God to people in a community. Others are private journals about the faith journey. Still others, solitary prayers composed and delivered directly to God. At times, the writer gives praise or offers expressions of gratitude. Other times, the psalmist questions whether God is listening or even there at all. The author is all over the map, faithful, doubting, grateful, angry, joyful, depressed. This makes sense to me. I understand the vacillation and inconsistency and those erratic mood swings. The sprawling nature of the Psalm songbook frees us from the lie that there is a singular expression of faith or a proper way to be on this spiritual journey. We don't have to be happy or have it all figured out or be confident. In fact, we can be pretty angry. And if God is God, then God can handle it. You see, we are invited into a complex, paradoxical, contradictory spirituality, into the messiness and the tension between belief and doubt, between joy and despair, between celebration and grief. How do you come to this season today? What song are you singing? Amen. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, guide us and help us this day.